Quarter to eight, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Joining us now on the line, we have the newly elected mayor of Johannesburg, Mr. Herman Mashaba. Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Solomon. Thank you very much for this great opportunity to speak to the listeners, and good morning to everyone.
What has the last few hours been like for you since you were elected mayor? Are you elated? What are your sentiments? What are your feelings and thoughts?
I think, Solomon, it would be lovely if I exchange jobs with you. It's been exciting. It's been tough. The last few days have been getting few hours sleep, but I think we need to reignite our economy. We need to get Johannesburg to work again. And unfortunately, we don't have time on our side. I've got 4.5 million residents of the city expecting us to deliver. So I know we've got an emergency, so I'm working on the project.
Mm. Now, what's your plan of action in essence? I mean, I know obviously there's a lot of detail when it comes to running any city, especially a city like Johannesburg. But what are the key areas of focus for you as you get going?
Look, Solomon, what is important, let me give the listeners a perspective of the whole process, because you can imagine you're taking a city with over 20,000 employees, over 50 billion rands budget, so it's not a small animal that you can just go in and you start running. And obviously, being a political organization, you can imagine it is an administration run by the ANC, now us as the DA with our coalition partners. So you can't just go in and think you can start working. So I'm busy putting together a team to work with me so that we can deliver on the mandate that the voters have given us. So tomorrow, at 1 o'clock, I'm announcing my mayoral committee, a group of committed residents of Johannesburg, obviously not my caucus leaders, are members who are going to work with me. So I'm launching them tomorrow. So by tomorrow afternoon, I'll have a team now to working with me so that Monday we hit the ground running. So obviously the big challenge for us is to fight unemployment. We need to create employment opportunities for our people. And it's not about the government being the employer. It is about encouraging and inviting the private sector to come and invest in Johannesburg. Come and start businesses. You've got a friendly administration that wants you to come and make money in our city and employ our people.
Mm. Now, look, I mean, the political aspects of an election are well known. There's a lot of rhetoric, there's a lot of mudslinging. Political parties go out to try and win the election. Now that all of that is done and dusted, and you are now the mayor of Johannesburg, do you think there's a lot that you can learn from Mr. Parks Tau, your predecessor? Will you be picking his brain every now and again?
Well, absolutely. I think for me, I've said this on many occasions, Parks as a person, I honestly and truly like him as a person. So I hope he's going to be available from time to time to come and have tea with me and give me his wisdom and support. So without any doubt. And at the same time, you must understand, I run in a coalition government where I need to engage all the political parties. You know, those days where politicians can abuse their public power are gone. Mm. ANC abused their power for many years and people punished them. And now, for me, I know my success totally dependent on engagement and negotiations. I cannot impose anything on society because otherwise everybody will be against me. So the only way I can succeed is to make sure that I consult, but at the same time, yes, we understand we have to deliver on a mandate given to us by the voters.
You would be fully aware, Mr. Mashaba, that during the period leading up to your election as mayor, there were those who raised the concern that you are a successful businessman, no doubt, but you did not have enough political experience. Even the EFF had its reservations. How are you going to keep the skeptics positive during your tenure?
Well, look, if people are talking about having experienced politicians, Solomon, our country would not be sitting at this juncture. Right now, South Africa, overall, we sit with one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. Over 9 million of people are unemployed. Here in the city of Johannesburg, 800,000 of our people are unemployed. When the last ANC government took over this administration in 2011, unemployment was sitting at 27%. Today, sitting at 31-32%. So, what kind of experience are we talking about? I think we need to judge success on the basis of tangible results. And for me, you know, every time people talk about experience, let me just give you an example of my own personal life, because my personal life is not shaped by other people, it's shaped by me. Mm. At the age of 22, in 1982, the PW board and the apartheid government said to me, as a black man, I can't go into business, firstly. And secondly, I did not have any business experience. And I decided that PW board and the apartheid government are not going to shape my life. And I started my business, including starting Black Talk Me in 1985, going into manufacturing. I did not have the money and the experience, but fortunate enough, I had the capacity to put together teams of like-minded South Africans to join me on this journey. Here is it, over 30 years later. And now, our political dispensation in the country is dicey. Unemployment is high, our economy is not performing. And the constitution allows all of us as civil society to participate. And I've offered my services, and I'm going to do my best to ensure that we can turn Johannesburg into that golden city of opportunities for the residents of Johannesburg.
Many people are worried about the issue of crime, Mr. Mayor. I mean, just yesterday in Indonesia, a prominent teacher went missing, and then the body was discovered, tortured, and murdered.
Oh, no.
What's your plan of action when it comes to crime? I mean, safety for any human is paramount.
You know, I tell you, Suleiman, every time I get this type of cases, they break me. Because, you know what, I've not heard of this particular case as yet. But you can imagine, this is our resident, this is someone's father, this is someone's brother and family member. You know, we need to do everything possible to stop this. And I'm telling you, if we're not going to tackle the high rate of unemployment in our country, we're not going to win on crime. Because crime is as a result of high unemployment and not giving people dignity. Because that's something that, unfortunately, ANC government has failed to do, is to give our people dignity. You know, so we need to speed up having our people to work. But at the same time, on a short-term basis, tomorrow with the announcement of my MMCs, my MMC of public safety, we will immediately get in touch with our JMPD officials to ensure that we come out with a strategy to fight this case on a short-term basis. And we will cooperate with SAPS and working with the private security companies as well. Because we've got a crisis, we need emergency measures.
Mm. Finally, Mr. Mayor, what do you have in mind in terms of outreach? There's always criticism of politicians, and on the one hand, we understand politicians are very busy people. They have a lot of multitasking to do, multiple places to be at the same time. But how often is realistic for a place like Indonesia, for example, to see the mayor, to host the mayor?
Well, you know, Solomon, please ask, and you know, I'm asking the residents, just give me a couple of months to set up office, to put up the structures, because that's exactly what I'm doing. And so that once I've got those structures in place, then I can be on the ground on a regular basis, visit all the settlements, visit all our suburbs, our community, like I was doing during the campaigning. You know how many times I came to Lancaster during the campaign, and I really like to, particularly residents of the lens to say thank you very much for your overwhelming support to help us put into power. I know it's something that I cannot ignore. People of lens have put us into power. The reason why I'm a mayor today, lens has substantially contributed to this, and I'd like to thank them for it, and I pledge my support to them. I'm just asking them to be patient. I'm taking over a huge responsibility that I need time to be able to put the systems in place.
All right, Mr. Mashaba, congratulations to you on your election. All of the best, and we hope to have this open line of communication ongoing throughout your tenure as mayor.
Please, please don't let us get away with murder, please. You know, I've asked the residents when voting for us, I said, please, don't give us a blank check. Mm. Hold us accountable.
We will most definitely do so. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Mr. Herman Mashaba, the newly elected mayor of Johannesburg. It's now 6 minutes to 8.